You're listening to SBS News.
3 days in the job and suddenly missing in action. The Leader of the House, Peter Dutton, explaining the new Deputy Prime Minister's absence in the chamber.
Deputy Prime Minister is a possible close contact from a function and is just getting medical advice as we speak.
But within minutes, Barnaby Joyce's COVID scare was over.
As I am not a close contact, I'm now able to attend the chamber.
The same chamber where earlier party colleagues increased their efforts to change the Murray-Darling Basin plan. After failing in the Senate last night, today's short-lived lower house campaign also came to nothing. Nationals MP Damien Drum blamed the Liberal Party for blocking their amendments.
My opportunity to actually create a difference in water policy lies not with doing a deal with the Labor Party. It lies in doing negotiations with the Liberal Party.
The Leader of the House, Peter Dutton, brushing the attempts to change the policy aside.
Amendments the Honourable Member is seeking to move are clearly out of order.
It comes as the Nationals' talking points were accidentally published, including the controversial line that the science no longer supports South Australia needing fresh water. That provoked some friendly fire from Senate Leader and South Australian Simon Birmingham.
Fresh water is important to the survival of all civilizations, Mr. President.
It's not just that move on the Senate floor that's put the Nationals in the headlines. Reports have surfaced suggesting Northern Territory Senator Sam McMahon was drunk during a late-night sitting on Tuesday. A spokesperson for Senator McMahon denies she was intoxicated, saying she was feeling unwell and questioned the motivation from the story, given she's facing a tough pre-selection battle this weekend. The vexed issue of the management of the Murray-Darling Basin wasn't the only point of tension within the coalition. This week saw an internal spat between colleagues after some male MPs reportedly framed the coalition's childcare policy as a women's issue and outsourcing parenting. Labor seized the moment and Leader Anthony Albanese unveiled a new policy to make childcare fees more transparent.
By requiring large providers to publish their childcare revenue and profit results, and by publishing real-time childcare fee data.
Politicians now leave Canberra behind, still fearful of the COVID risk. Labor's Annika Wells.
Would be a house of cards, wouldn't it?
Uncertainty prevailing ahead of a 5-week parliamentary hiatus. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.